Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin, daf Nundal, begin the Midal, begin to his master, begin the Gemara, Habal Aviv, someone has relations with his father, Chayiv Beis, liable for two, Habal Alachay Aviv, and if he has relations with his father's brother, Chayiv Beis, also liable for two. So this Tesh Tim is a wonder, because the Loitanya Luhu, Bechlal Lamed Vav Krisis. Why don't we say this in the beginning of Masechta's Krisis, when we say there's a list of 36 things they have Karas for, but there should be 37, which is for the father individually. It's a separate liability. Says Taisa, keeping the Ovid Bahadayu, since if you do it together, Chayv Kolachas Va'achas. Oh, so this is part of Taisa Shaila. Since you did it together, we're saying you'd be liable for each one individually. So same thing over here. So Mishami Parach La Bepirka, the Yishami in the Parak asks, Mishami and the Yishami answers, Kol Shum Zocher Echad. It's really all the same title of a male. It's just like another nuance in that. That for the father, you're liable for another element in that. So they're not counted as independent. Next Tesh Matzah begins with the words the Gemara Lemlochot to tell you Zui Kalasa Zui Eshes Benai. It's the same thing. It's just explaining. Haide Hada Kasva. So then, why does it repeat it? L'chayv allowed to make you liable Af Lachamisa even after the death of his son. Kid the Pesach Kunis like the way Rashi explains. As Tesh Matzah begins to say, so Ashar Shemanu. So we know the prohibition. Einish Lachamisa. But how do we know there's a punishment even after the death? The Leil Itzuch Kra. Previously, the Gemara needed Einish Vashara separate source for the punishment and the prohibition. The Eshes Av Lachamisa for the father's wife after death. Because he says that actually the nafkle megzer shava, you actually learn out from megzer shava, the mayhem bum meishes av from the father's wife. The onus lachamisa kimechayim that the punishment's after death, like when it's alive, and that's actually where we learned it out from. So our question is actually there. Next to maschul, which belongs in primarily in the Mishnah, the Pnim Gimel with Aleph, habal azach habal behem. Some of relations with the male and with the animal. Now, Tez bothered, he comes to address the question. He says, Hadu lekatani, why didn't he say vahavi behema love? Also regarding the one that brings the animal on him. Because that's not written explicitly in the Pasuk, but the Rashi only learned that from a Jush. Now, Bahad like Tani, so why don't we learn Vehevi Zachar Alav, the one that brings the male on him? Avakav Tachse Behedya, even though it says explicitly, it says Shnei and Moshe Moshe, both of them shall surely die. So it includes also the Nishkav. Maybe you could say, to the Lishna of the Kronach, the Mishnah was picking the primary terminology of the Pasuk, where it says over there, Vezachar Leitishkav, that the male shouldn't lay with. So that's primarily talking about the Sheikhiv and not the Nishkav, and therefore that's the terminology the Mishnah brings.